Earning rave reviews and wonderful word of mouth is a production that is on at the Baxter Theatre at the moment, starring two wonderful performers, Fiona Ramsey and Graham Hopkins. And it's a debut play by a British playwright called either Hansard or Hansard. Graham Hopkins, good afternoon. What do you call it in the play? I'm not seen it yet. I'm coming next week.
Good afternoon, John. Great to be here. Thank you for inviting me. We call it Hansard, yes.
Ah, okay. Because I heard one of your reviewers earlier today referring it to as Hansard, and I thought, oh dear, have I been getting it wrong all of these years? I'm glad to know that I haven't.
I think it's pronounced Hansard, yep. But yeah.
And I mean, fascinating topic, 1988, which is in the final years of Margaret Thatcher's long run as British Prime Minister. She was voted out in 1990, and it is a couple enveloped in the cocoon of privilege. He is an MP, and he arrives back at his luxurious home in the Cotswolds, and there his wife, and she's potentially hungover. She's not properly dressed and not put on the makeup mask yet, and they banter, and the banter is sometimes vicious, and all sorts of uncomfortable truths come to the fore. Have I sort of vaguely summed up the kernel of it?
I guess you have. You've summed up the scenario, John. I think it's important to emphasize that it is a play which has enormous universal resonances, you know, wherever you happen to be all in the world, particularly today. And although it's ostensibly about politics and differing values within a husband and wife relationship, it is about a personal relationship between a husband and wife. It's about family. It's about bringing up children, which, you know, your synopsis doesn't really indicate. But it is, it's,
well,
it's a wonderful
I did
play.
It in a minute, and you've got 90 minutes to put it all in. So forgive me, please.
Yes, we do. We do. But I mean, I think that the important thing to remember about it is that it is not a period piece. It was written well after 1988, although Simon Woods would have been a young man at that time. And a lot of it centers around their differing attitude to Section 28 of the Local Government Act, which was very much a kind of hot topic at the time and was only repealed in 2003.
And that was the one which said that municipalities or councils could do nothing to promote homosexuality as a lifestyle choice.
Exactly. So that teachers in a classroom simply, you know, couldn't answer questions about it. They weren't allowed to engage with the subject at all. And there's a difference of opinion between this husband and wife. And as the play reveals, they have a very particular reason for having that difference of opinion. But I think fundamentally, it's about a family relationship. Yes, it is about politics. It is about the difference between free market economics versus the welfare state, perhaps, and how that is a metaphor for how you bring up children. It's a very funny, very witty, and very moving play. So I think that, you know, that, which is why I try to avoid indicating that it's a play about politics. Although politics is its context.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with a play about politics, but a play about only politics would be quite dull, I think. And this play has a lot more than politics in it, as you point out. And you and Fiona, everything that I've heard and what I expect to see when I'm sitting in the audience next week suggests you're operating like a well-oiled machine. And you and Fee would have probably worked together many, many times and probably worked together for the first time more than 30, 35 years ago.
Well, we'll endeavor not to disappoint you a bit, but yes, we've known each other and been friends for 40 years. We first met in 1983, so 40 years ago. And over the years, we've played, in many pieces together. And we've played husband and wife, we've played lovers, we've played antagonists. And all of that really sort of, comes together in Hansard because
Graham's on a Zoom link, which unfortunately seems to have dropped, and I'm not sure what needs to be done with a telephone link. We just put the phone down and call back. just while we're trying to re-establish contact, I think Graham would need to log back on. Also on, perhaps I can use the opportunity while we're trying to get Graham Hopkins back, also on at the Baxter at the moment in the Masambe Theatre, which is downstairs. Graham is back with us. Sorry, Graham, we lost you.
That's all right. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, you're back with us.
So I was saying that Fiona and I met for all of 40 years ago and have been colleagues and friends since that day. And we've played lovers, we've played husband and wife, we've played antagonists, and perhaps all of those things come together in a really potent combination in Hansard.
Is there a risk? And if there is a risk, everything suggests you've successfully dealt with that risk. But when you are so familiar with another actor, both in terms of a stage relationship and an offstage friendship, that you resort to easy ways of doing things rather than perhaps what might happen if you're working with somebody you don't know terribly well and haven't worked with on the stage, that there would be a different process?
As an actor, I think that one does have to guard against that. But if you're working with somebody that you've never worked with before, you have to negotiate all of those elements. We understand each other and we understand our way of working. And so that we were able to devote all our attention with the help of Robert Whitehead to evolving these characters and defining the relationship as Simon Woods has created it in the play. And so it has been it's been a much easier process, but I don't think a lazy one. Or I hope that we haven't fallen into the trap of simply, being comfortable with each other. And there's an element of discomfort in the play between husband and wife, but they have been married for 30 years, so they do know each other very well. They know each other's sense of humor. They know each other's which buttons to push as one does when one's been married for a long time. I'm sure you'll agree.
Yeah, two WhatsApps in while we've been chatting from Cedric. My wife and I watched Hansard last night. We enjoyed it immensely. Highly recommend the play. Another one says simply, I love Graham Hopkins. Do you like that, Graham? Do you love it when people love you?
I love that, and thank you very much.
So, and also, I mean, the reveal at the end of the play, I think that's perhaps another risk that you as performers in rehearsal and then in performance night after night, you have to allow the reveal all not to be as surprising to you as it is to the audience, but you have to work not to foreshadow it. So that it does come as a surprise. And that's another little interesting acting challenge over and above, learning the lines and getting the laugh rhythms right and pacing and all of those things that are part of putting credible characters together on stage.
I absolutely agree, John. And I think that what one does, if one is serving the piece correctly, is that you have to relive it every performance, and to recognize that the audiences are seeing this for the first time. And because this couple are so comfortable with each other and because they deflect each other all the time, it's quite difficult at moments for the audience to keep up with them. What's going on between the lines here, between these two people? But I think that the key is to simply to stand in their shoes and to re-experience those moments every night. And that is always a challenge for an actor, but that's what the job entails. It's got to be new and fresh every night. And we love doing it.
And it achieves that wonderful balance of making you laugh, making you gasp in shock horror, and potentially bringing tears to your eyes. And there are not many players that I think that offer a cast an opportunity to tick all of those boxes in one 90-minute episode.
I think you're quite right. And I think, I know from what people have said to us after the show that it has resonances in all sorts of people of all different ages. You know, we've had young people coming to us and saying, I saw my parents in you, and others coming to us saying, we've been in a similar situation or recognizing those delicate and painful, moments of friction within a long-established marriage.
and the audience response, both in terms of their laughter and their applause, and their numbers has been such that you, I believe, have extended the run that was originally planned.
We have, and we're absolutely delighted about that. Thank you, Cape Town, and please continue to come and see it, because I can almost guarantee you won't, you know, you won't be disappointed.
And it is on at the studio at the Baxter. It's on at 8 o'clock every evening until Saturday the 18th, is it?
That is correct, and a matinee at 2 o'clock on Saturdays.
Graham, thank you very, very much indeed. Let's have a glass of cold and uninteresting water after the performance next week. Graham Hopkins, who along with Fiona Ramsey is starring in, and by all accounts brilliantly starring in, Hansard at the Baxter Studio.